Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We were talking about earlier the Ace Bailey situation, what you're looking for players in this draft. And I do think, like, this NBA Finals should be really informative to the Sixers in terms of depth, in terms of the kind of players you need, because he made a great point. Like, when the Sixers let TJ walk, a lot of it was like, hey, you know, it's a cute story, but this isn't a guy who's going to be able to play for us big playoff minutes. And you look at it, what, 5 years later, TJ McConnell is legitimately changing an NBA Finals. Like, the games he's had, specifically game four, the first half last night, he is an extremely valuable player.
Yeah.
And to think, like, the Sixers made a ton of mistakes.
Give them,
that's one of the bigger mistakes they've made.
He's going to help give them a championship.
Yeah.
And
he's going to help
I
be part of the reason they win
McConnell
a championship.
Play. And I honestly think he's a big reason why I find myself, like, rooting for the Pacers in this matchup.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
That's why.
And because I loved him. I loved watching TJ McConnell as a Sixer. And I remember being upset when they let him go, but it was like the, oh, you know, he's not that good. He's not, you know, the type of player that they need right now. And, you know, he wants too much money, blah, blah. Well, look at him now. And now I kind of hope he wins. Even just like TJ McConnell's the most, I guess, like severe example of a former Sixer. You look at these NBA playoffs. So, of course, you have, like, James Harden and Nick Batum. But you have Isaiah Joe playing for the Thunder. You have P.J. Tucker still out there or was out there. Like, there are so many former Sixers, and it's like, okay, well, they're getting farther than they got with the Sixers. So I can't be mad about it, but it does make you wonder, like, what are the Sixers doing wrong in terms of player development where these guys aren't hitting their max with the Sixers?
And this is the thing with Daryl Morey, is he's so focused on the stars and you know, we got to get a guy like Paul George, we need to get this star player. That's not the way the league is anymore. I mean, you look at Indiana, they're built around, like, their two best players are Siakam and Haliburton. 2 to 3 years ago, really anybody could have had either of those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, Toronto was looking to trade Siakam. They wanted to get out of his contract. Same thing with Sacramento. They had De'Aaron Fox and Haliburton. They decided they were going to trade Haliburton. It's like, Indiana, I don't know if you consider either of those guys to be, like, top 15 players. Probably not. Top 20 players in the NBA. Mm. They're just a good team with a lot of good players who play well together. And that I think, needs to be the focus now. Instead of just, well, we think Ace Bailey's got the highest ceiling, so we need to take him.
Yeah.
If he's got a losing attitude, maybe that's not the guy you want.
Ace Bailey's what's ESP's take? Sorry, love Elliott, not throwing him under the bus here. The next Kevin Durant, I think that's who he compared him
to. I've seen those comparisons made. I mean, I don't
but
know.
You're,
I'll,
but I'll like even in terms of like trading the pick for a KD like player, like I think that this Thunder and Pacers matchup we're seeing, like, you don't need a massive star or multiple massive stars. Like, you need role players. You need a guy who is able to spread the ball around the court. Like, you look at SGA and the Thunder, and I think that they're a good example. And I mean, both these teams are, of what works in the NBA now. You don't necessarily need like the biggest star, which Daryl Morey, I feel, has yet to realize.
And it's why I have like very little optimism for this season, because you look at Indiana and Oklahoma City and the way they've kind of come along here. It's taken time. Like, mm-hmm. Oklahoma City's drafted their guys. Indiana's traded for a lot of their guys. But the bottom line is, like, they've played together for 3-4 years. That's what you need. So the idea that, oh, yeah, well, we're just going to throw Embiid and Paul George and all these guys out there together next year who have never really played together, mm-hmm. and we're going to compete for a championship, I don't think that's realistic.
And that seems like it's been Daryl Morey's plan for the last, like, 5 years, right? And, like, they keep trying different combinations, seeing if it sticks, when none of these combos are really getting a lot of work done together
exactly.
on the floor. Like, it didn't mm-hmm. work Ben Simmons and Joel.
Whoops.
Didn't work with Jimmy Butler. It didn't work with Tobias Harris. Didn't work with James Harden. So what makes anyone think that trading the pick or bringing in another third star is going to work with this team? I think you bring in a young talent. You draft a young guy, not
that's
Ace
the
Bailey,
only way you can do it. Because how do you get reps? How do you get reps with your old stars if your old stars refuse to
they
work
never play.
Or practice
yeah.
or play?
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Yeah,
you got to bring
a
young guy or multiple young guys in who don't know the ways of the NBA yet. They don't realize that they're supposed to be, oh, this is beneath me, when people ask them to practice.
I think you plan to have Joel Embiid as an occasional luxury. So, like, you build a team with guys like Jared McCain, Tyrese Maxey, who I don't even know who the Sixers
Grimes
are going to
keep around.
Grimes, if you bring him back. I think they should. And then, you know, if Joel Embiid is healthy or when he's healthy, when he can come in, hopefully in, you know, important moments, great. But otherwise, you build the core around those younger guys who you know are going to play a lot more than Joel Embiid.
Well, that's another part of it, too. And we'll get back to the phones in 1 second here. But as far as Embiid and, like, you watch the finals, and these two teams are playing their asses off. I mean, mm-hmm. every possession feels like it's the final possession of the fourth quarter. He can't play in intensity basketball like this. Like, he wouldn't be able to play.
Who, Embiid?
Yeah, 40
no
minutes in a game like we've seen in this series?
No chance. No, it's just unrealistic, completely unrealistic. And now we're all aware. Now that we've watched these games, we know that this is a pipe dream. The idea that Joel is going to come back and be able to hang.
Why, in my mind, he should not have been anywhere near that top 11. I didn't have him on my list, personally.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think Embiid made my top like three of my top 11 last summer, and it just shows how rough the Sixers have and how hard they've made it to remain a fan and to like remain, you know, watching the team and caring about them, because I was like bullish on the fact that I felt that we weren't giving Joel Embiid the recognition he deserved for when he's healthy. He really is the most dominant basketball player that we've seen in Philadelphia. But this past season broke me as a Sixers
fan.
Well,
I hate to bring this up, but we worked together like the day after Christmas or 2 days after Christmas.
Yeah.
And I said, I didn't feel anything during that Boston game, and you told me I was crazy. So yeah,
yeah,
keep the receipts.
Yeah.
And the rest of the season broke you.
I've never been so wrong. Even through Christmas of this past year, like, I really stuck with it when a lot of people had fallen off, and I had faith, and I thought that Embiid was going to come back, and they were going to, you know, make a push in the postseason like they have, you know, not, of course, past the second round, but still. And I was very wrong.
Yeah.
And because of that, my spirit when it comes to the Sixers is just crushed.
We've all been broken by the Sixers multiple times.
Yeah.
So it happens. Let's go to Randy in Delaware. What's up, Randy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's happening?
Hi, Randy.
Hey, John. How you guys doing? I called in a little bit.
Awesome. Good to hear you.
It's good to hear, man. Check this out. First of all, I'm with you, TK. This Ace Bailey thing, no way. You're just begging for more trouble. I think if you combine him with Joel Embiid, and they're not going anywhere. I like the Knupel idea. Come from the same background as McCain is going to Duke. I think that's going to be a huge plus if they go with him.
And Randy, and I know, you know, he only played 1 year in college, but I mean, I watched a lot of Duke this season and in the tournament, and I mean, he's a really good player, and maybe he doesn't have the upside that a guy like Ace Bailey is, but I'm at the point where I want a guy who I know is going to be good for me for 4 or 5 years at least before he gets on that next contract, and I think Knipple's a pretty safe bet.
I think he is, too, and this thing with Ace Bailey, I'm reading a lot about it, and he's getting left a sour taste in a lot of other franchises' his mouth with him. I mean, it's all over the internet reading about this guy. He's just horrible with his attitude. And if they say more, it's more along his camp. The people that are running it is the ones that are leaving a sour taste in people's mouth.
Oh, that's
and
a
we
shame.
Just don't need that in Philly. We really don't.
No.
And I got to tell you a quick little story. I heard you guys talking about climbing trees. In second grade, I'm from North Carolina, you guys know. And in second grade, I had this crush on this young girl down home. And I was climbing this tree in our front yard, and it had a fork in it. And I stuck my leg in it and got my leg stuck. Ended up breaking my leg. And on the front page of the paper, it says, boy stuck in tree. And it had
to carry
me across. And they were cutting my pants leg off. And I was screaming, my mom's going to beat my butt because you're cutting my leg.
That's embarrassing,
yes,
Randy.
Yes, I go back to school with my cast and everything. And the girl's looking at me, and she brought the newspaper. She knew I liked her. She brought the newspaper, and they're carrying me. And I got my mouth wide open, bawling, crying with the front page of the journal paper.
No.
Boy, stuck in tree. Oh, that's devastating.
Well, did you ever get the date with the girl, Randy?
No, I didn't. She laughed at me.
Oh, man. That's a rough one.
There's
man.
No way out of that one.
Well,
wow.
No way.
I'm so sorry.
Wow.
So never from that point forward, did you just have no chance?
No chance. I heard, and I'll never forget her. I mean, she turned up. I think she's a lawyer now, to be honest with you. But she was pretty, and I was hot for her. You know, little kids sending the letters, check yes or no.
Kept up with everything, and you now know that she's a lawyer and successful.
Yeah,
and
we graduated high school together. Yeah, she's a lawyer.
This
now,
is tragic.
This is a sad tale. Randy, what's iconic, man?
Iconic. Now, are we talking Philadelphia stuff?
No. You know what? It sounds like she's kind of – she might be heartless. let's just
We're
go
still
with
talking
that.
About the,
let's go with that. She sounds heartless because she, at that age, probably would have been crying also had she broken her leg in the tree. Man.
Yeah,
she shouldn't have put herself above you.
Over my pants.
Well,
oh, I know.
Well, what's iconic, Randy? Anything, not just Philadelphia.
Anything. How about the Revolutionary War?
The Revolutionary
iconic.
War?
Iconic.
Appreciate the call.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.